This is Israel AT News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 19th of April 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across major cities in Israel is pleasantly warm today. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, while Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures with a light breeze. Haifa experiences clear skies, providing a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Walla reports the IDF is deepening its operations in Ashab. Explosive devices were discovered in children's rooms in the southern Lebanon village. Also, earlier today, JNS confirms Hezbollah killed a UNIFIL peacekeeper in Lebanon. The IDF accuses Hezbollah of exploiting the ceasefire for terror activities. Also this hour. In a fresh report by Israel Hayom, defendants in a smuggling case argue that the charge of assisting an enemy does not align with the facts. Separately, Jerusalem Post reveals the IDF's actions south of the forward defense line in southern Lebanon. They aim to dismantle Hezbollah's terror sites and protect Israeli communities. And finally, I-24 News reports Argentina's Milei affirms support for Israel and the U.S. in the ongoing conflict with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago highlighting that 600 to 700 square kilometers have been reclaimed from Hezbollah amidst the ceasefire. Senator Rick Scott shared his thoughts earlier today, criticizing Turkey for its affiliations and expressing skepticism about their geopolitical stance. I-24News_EN posted news about Israel's foreign minister announcing state subsidies for direct flights between Israel and Argentina. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ongoing military operations, Walla reports that the IDF has intensified its actions in Ashab. The discovery of explosive devices highlights the continued threat Hezbollah poses in southern Lebanon. This operation aims to neutralize those threats and ensure the safety of communities in the north. Turning to the tragic incident involving UNIFIL, JNS details Hezbollah's responsibility for the killing of a peacekeeper. This undermines peace efforts and endangers international personnel. The actions of Hezbollah continue to strain Lebanon's stability and international relations. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post provides insight into the IDF's strategic moves south of the forward defense line. These efforts are crucial to curbing threats from Hezbollah and securing the border regions. The ongoing dismantling of terror sites is vital for the security of nearby Israeli towns. On the diplomatic front, Milei's statement from I-24 News signifies Argentina's strong alignment with Israel and the U.S. This support could bolster international coalitions against Iran, affecting diplomatic relations in the region significantly. Turning to business and markets. First, according to Mariv Business, a new revolution in property tax discounts for 2026 is underway. From today, discounts will be tied to the minimum wage, impacting many households. Separately, Globes reports AWS is extending its AI medical collaboration with Ichilov Hospital. This partnership will enhance medical data management and patient care through advanced cloud technology. And finally, Ynet Business highlights the challenges startups face post-funding. The real test begins as founders strive to match their products with market demands, shaping the future of Israeli innovation. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.